Visiting Yosemite was an epiphany for Adams, like falling in love. Gradually, the music faded and surrendering to the drama of the Sierra Nevada light, photography became everything. Ansel Adams' miracle moment came in 1927. He climbed to 4,000 feet in deep snow to the precipitous spot known as the diving board. With the light failing and down to one glass plate, he had the inspired idea of using a dark red filter to turn the sky almost black and create an extreme contrast between snow and mountain. And he produced one of the greatest masterpieces of American or any other art. Adams called it his visualization, not what his eye, but the inner lens of his imagination could see.
He became not just Yosemite's photographer, but its great artist, the high priest of its temple, of its stone, its light, and its water. And what he produced in those landscape altarpieces, because that's what they surely were, was an America irradiated with luminous majesty, taller than the highest skyscraper, more powerful than the mightiest business corporation. And he wanted Yosemite to be for everyone. This is our land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest.
It was in the 1950s that Adams's photographs built into a mission for mankind, a protest against the damage that could be done to the earth by the lust for a fast buck. It culminated in This is the American Earth, a hymn to the beauty of the natural world, and an instant bestseller.